Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Jody Dollar, 109-751.
So you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chair. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I am going to be conducting your hearing this morning. Sir, prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Oh, on that form that notified you of your right to appear and speak on behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or did you, are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, sir, is Mr. Westby. If you can see Mr. Westby on the screen now, sir, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true, false, or in this situation, you can take the fifth because you do have a booking number and a DR number listed on your warrant, sir, which means that anything that you say at this time, because this hearing is being tape recorded, the attorneys could have these tape recorders, subpoenaed, and they could be used in a trial if you're still going to trial, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so the first allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 21st, 2018, per the TASC TCMS lab report dated February 26, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or do you want to take the fifth?
I did hear the allegation.
So the first allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 21st, 2018, per the TASC TCMS lab report dated February 26, 2018. Is that true or false, sir? You want to take the fifth?
It's true.
Okay. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you have violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 11, 2018. Per the task individual tested compliance summary dated March 5th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth?
False.
Okay. Okay, your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your entering the property at 1514 East Fillmore Street, Phoenix, Arizona, without the property owner's permission on or by February 17, 2018. Is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth, sir?
I take the fifth.
Okay. And your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assault behavior against Kimberly S. Uliski on or about February 16, 2018 in the home located at 1514 East Fillmore Street by forcing her to have non-consensual sex with you. Sir, is that true or false? You want to take the fifth? Okay. All right, sir, because you said that allegation number two was false and allegation number three, you wanted to take the fifth, and allegation number four, you stated was false. I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information on counts two, three, and four.
On January 11th, 2018, the TASC Color Code Program announced the color pink, requiring an offender to submit a urine specimen for drug testing. The offender failed to submit a urine specimen on January 11th, 2018, as directed from the TASC Individual Testing Compliance Summary dated March 5th, 2018. And attached to the warrant is a copy of the TASC Compliance Summary Report shown on January 11th, 2018, no sample collected for the color pink.
Okay. Then you go to recommendation number three.
According to the Phoenix Police Department Incident Report number 2018-0029-2021, the following occurred. On February 16th, 2018, the offender Gavar Jody, ADC number 109751, allegedly committed sexual assault when he had non-consensual vaginal, anal, and oral sex with the victim Kimberly Olazek in her home between hours of 1900 and 2200. According to the report, officers Calandra, number 09753, and Jasoon, number 9925, were notified of the incident on February 17th, 2018. Officers arrived at the hospital approximately 0544 hours where Kimberly Olazek was admitted in room 12. Kimberly stated the offender, a former co-worker, arrived at her home uninvited and wanted to talk. The offender was led into the home and talks ensued in the kitchen area of the home. In order to de-escalate the situation, Kimberly went into the bedroom and the offender followed her. When Kimberly wouldn't agree to the offender's demands for her to break up with her current boyfriend, Frank, the offender turned physical and picked Kimberly off the floor, throwing her forcibly onto the bed. The offender ripped the pants off Kimberly, exposing her naked body from the waist down, grabbing her hair. Kimberly felt that she could not disobey him at this point, so she complied with his demands, and the offender sexually assaulted her repeatedly. After their ordeal, the offender waited in the room until Kimberly fell asleep. Kimberly woke up at approximately 03:15 hours on February 17th, 2018, and noticed that the offender was no longer in her home. She called her boyfriend, Frank, who notified the police. Frank then took her to the hospital, where she was contacted by officers Calandra, 09753, and Jasoon, number 9925, interviewed, sent to the Family Advocacy Center, and then released in early hours of February 17, 2018. On February 17, 2018, approximately 11:28 hours, Officer Bauman, 09763, responded to a call at 1514 East Fillmore Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85006, referencing a residential burglary. Approximately 11:30 hours, Officer Bauman, 09763, confronted Kimberly at the front porch of the residence. Kimberly and her boyfriend Frank just came back home shortly after release from the Family Advocacy Center at approximately 10:30 hours. Shortly thereafter, she heard a knock at her front door and observed through the surveillance camera that Gohar, the male who she alleged sexually assaulted her the night before, was at her door. Kimberly denied Gohar entry to the home, but he climbed over the block wall on the west side of the property and entered the residence via the northwest bedroom window. Kimberly and Frank both exited the residence through the front door. The offender followed them and began bragging about what he had done to Kimberly the night before. Kimberly discreetly asked Frank to call her daughter, who eventually called the police. Prior to police arrival, the offender left, walking eastbound on foot. Based on the description, Officer Blockhouse number 8523 located a matching suspect in the area of 1800 East Roosevelt. The offender was detained by officers Pimentel, number 8744, and Lehan, number 8261, and taken into custody. At approximately 12:34 hours, Kimberly positively identified Gallimar, ADC number 109751, as the gentleman that came through her bedroom window uninvited. Follow, offender Gallimar was interviewed. Based on information provided during the investigation, Gallimar was booked into jail on one count of trespassing in the first degree and released on his own recognizance. Investigation into the reported sexual assault remains ongoing. On February 20, 2018, the offender called a parole officer and left a message that he had police contact detention on February 17, 2018, and that he had changed his residence. It was determined that the case was a felony investigation, and the offender was directed to report to the office on March 1, 2018. On March 1, 2018, the offender was arrested in office without incident and returned to custody due to a new felony.
Okay, and allegation number four. I guess that is the same.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just skimming through this because it does look like it's exactly identical. I'm looking to see if there's any differences. exact same obligation, word for word, if you need me to,
Okay.
Sorry, but I couldn't.
So I'm going to say, based on the admission of Mr. Doha on allegation number one, and based on the information contained in the warrant, as well as the parole officer, Mr. Westby, on allegations two, three, and four, I am going to move to find that Mr. Garhart was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Green.
A motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, at this time.
On September 25th, 2017, Mr. Gallagher was released from DOC. He was arrested March 1st, 2018 by DOC staff based on his alleged or new felony charges. He was back in DOC custody March 1st, 2018 with a projected CCD of December 25th, 2019, 0 escondes. Current conviction, 2004, armed robbery, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1994, aggravated assault, 2 counts. Count 1, 6 months. Count 2, 2.5 years. 1998, theft, 3.5 years. 1998, escape, 2nd degree, 1.5 years. 2004, dangerous drug violation, 6 years. 2004, drug paraphernalia, 2 years, 3 months. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. SDG in your information notes, he is a member of Irish Pride, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 1996, provisional release. Started 118 days, arrested on criminal damage charge, mandatory release rescinded. 2002, GIS release, arrested in California for battery charges, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant, with violence, drugs, extortion, and weapons noted. Other arrests, 1989, assault, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1989, burglary, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1991, assault, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1991, burglary, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1994, assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1994, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile detention. This community risk score is a G7B9. I do have status of charges I received from Senior Parole Officer Rich, dated April 6, 2018, that states a bench warrant has been issued for the offenders pending felony trespassing charges. Charges have not yet been filed related to the alleged sexual assault.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Garr, I see when you were released, you were approved to reside at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street. However, you were discharged due to police arrest and detention that led to a new felony charge. Is that the same charge that the trespassing and sexual assault, or is that a different charge?
I was discharged from the halfway house due to the arrest on the trespassing charge.
Okay. And then it says on February 22nd, you were reapproved to reside at Vigre 2501 West Elm Street. You were discharged for failure to adhere to the facility policy, extracting staff and drug usage on March 1st, 2018, he physically blocked staff from entering into the room to conduct a search as the occupants of the room were abusing drugs within it. So, were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was. Matter of fact, at that time that they say I was doing that, I was at work.
Okay, so
and all they need to do is look at the sign out log, and they would have seen I wasn't there.
Why would they say that you were blocking the door when you weren't there, sir?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay, that says on September 25th of 2017, you were referred to task with random drug testing and assigned the color pink. You tested negative on October 26th, November 17th, December 18th of 2017, and January 12th of 2018, but failed to submit a urine testing on October 25th, January 11th of 2018, February 20th of 2018, and February 21st of 2018. Defendant tested positive for methamphetamine. Did you relapse, or what happened, sir?
I did relapse there for about a week, and then I got myself back on track. But when I came to the UAs, I passed them all. There was times that I missed on the day that I was supposed to go in, but I went in immediately the following day. And the reason I missed is because I was at work, and I couldn't make it there in time. But I notified my parole officer of the reason and what was going on, and he instructed me to go in on the next day, which I did.
So what was the problem with you and Kimberly? Were you guys dating and broke up, or what were the issues with that, sir?
I thought we were dating all the way until the time that she had me arrested for trespassing.
And was there an incident that you had with her daughter, Shay?
With who?
With Kimberly's daughter, Shay.
We got in an argument on the day that I was arrested for trespassing, and she told me to leave the property or she was going to have me arrested, and I left.
Okay.
And that's on video camera right there on the front porch. It all happened on the front porch.
Okay, so you tested positive for methamphetamine more than once. So how many times did you use meth? Did you just off and on?
And I was just the one time. I went in and dropped from my color at a task, and I came back dirty on that. And then a few days later, when I went to V-Break, they tested me before they even allowed me to reside there. And I was still dirty from the first time.
Okay, well, why did you have 5 miss-UAs? Well, how did you have 5 miss-UAs?
Well, that's what I was explaining earlier, is because when my color come up, I was at work, and I couldn't make it to task on time before they closed, and I notified my parole officer of it, and he informed me to go in on the next day, which I did.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
No, sir. No.
Okay, so seeing the board has no additional questions for you, Mr. Garland. The board's about to go on to discussion, but we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Prior to going into discussion, sir, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
I did everything my parole officer asked me to do. I completed all my programs that he asked me to do, and what I'm being accused of is false, and that's about it.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. My board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain silent, however, to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion of the board. The board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision at this time. Okay?
Yeah.
The board's now into discussion. I do see it does appear that Mr. Gahar at one point originally when he was released that he was tested negative for drugs, and then he went through a period where he missed several UAs, although he said he was working during the period of time, which is the reason why he missed those UAs, but he followed up. And then he did have one time where he did go test, and he tested positive for methamphetamine at that time. He does have information in his report, although there are still reports outstanding that there's allegations that he may have been involved in a sexual assault, that he was convicted of a trespassing while he was out. I think because Mr. Gullahar have been tested positive for drugs and using drugs and involved in allegedly violent behavior as well as trespassing. I don't see him suitable for community supervision at this time.
Agree.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Gullahar, I find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal. So the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. So I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing at this time, and that is going to conclude your hearing, sir. Thank you.
So the temperature feel any better? He's not listening to me.
Mm-hmm.